This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations has called a deadly Friday attack on a Ukrainian railway station and other attacks completely unacceptable. It said they were gross violations of international humanitarian law and international human rights law and demanded that the perpetrators be held accountable. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric reiterated a call by Secretary General Antonio Guterres for, in his words, an immediate end to this brutal war. Ukrainian state railway officials said 50 people were killed, including 5 children, and at least 87 were wounded in a rocket attack at a station in East Ukraine that was being used to evacuate civilians. 2 rockets are said to have struck the station in Kramatorsk. The governor of the Donetsk region said thousands of people were at the station trying to leave for safer areas as the region readied for a major Russian offensive. Ukrainian officials blamed Russia for the attack. Russia has denied responsibility. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with Ukrainian Minister of Defense Oleksiy Reznikov about the needs of the Ukrainian military to defend its country. Austin praised Slovakia's announcement on Friday that it would send an S-300 air defense system to Ukraine. He called the system a critical defensive capability. During a Friday briefing, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the United States would temporarily send batteries of Patriot missiles to Slovakia to replace the S-300s. They are expected to be manned by Americans. He added that the biggest need for the Ukrainian military is, in his words, literally millions of rounds of small arms ammunition. This is VOA News.